Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Helen McCarthy from Chucky's. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? And thank you for highlighting this.
Yeah, Helen, I think you were hoping to reopen this week.
Well, I suppose we've moved our opening date three or four times at this stage in line with the indoor dining. And, you know, I suppose we couldn't understand how we were in that classification anyway, you know, because the premises are much smaller and pubs and everything like that. And last year, we were able to open without before pubs, you know, because it was deemed essential that, you know, children's facilities were available. But this year we accepted that we were with indoor hospitality and made our preparations to open as it was delayed and delayed, took on staff, you know, bought in products. But then as it came to the most recent reopening, we found ourselves in a different classification, which was actually in with amusement arcades, bingo halls, nightclubs and casinos, which we can't understand, and we've been kept closed. And there's no clarification as to why this is the case, and no clear understanding as to, you know, what they're doing to facilitate families with children.
You know? Helen, is it difficult to socially distance in one of these places? Like, obviously for the parents, they'd be able to sit at tables and there would be the required distance between the tables. But for children who are just running around and using all the equipment, is that the reason why they still remain closed?
I don't think so, because last year it wasn't an issue and there wasn't a single case of COVID, you know, in play centres. The other thing is play centres are generally huge places that it can accommodate large numbers. And if you take the restrictions of 50 people inside, we'll say in somewhere like Chucky's, you're talking about 20 adults, probably 20 to 25 children, and 20 to 25 children playing in a play area that can accommodate 250 kids. We can have tables that are 2 or 3 metres apart. And last year, we introduced mandatory mask wearing before it was even mandatory in the supermarkets. And parents were happy to wear the mask if they were moving around. And generally, it was only to go to the cafe or go to the toilet and sit and watch their kids while the kids played and ran around. And the other thing about small kids is that they generally don't really mix with other kids. They're playing away in their own head. They're doing their own thing, you know. So it's not really a case of, you know, 25 kids in a building, 15,000 square feet. It's not easy. It's not difficult to distance them, you know. And they'd also be play supervisors as well to kind of ensure that, you know, if there's groups. But generally with 25 kids, you would have 5 families. Of kids, you know, or friends that have been in a bubble already. So it really, and you're also time limited to an hour and a half, you know, so use the places sanitized before and afterwards. So it's much easier to manage than you know, a small restaurant or a small pub where people are not moving out. The place is sanitized and more people are coming in.
And Dennis Lynch, you're over in the Planet. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Fiona. Good morning, Helen, as well.
Hi, yes, Dennis. How are you?
Dennis, you've been closed since the 6th of October.
Yeah, 275 days, Fiona, and we're entering our 10th month, and we were closed for 100 days in the first lockdown. Now, I'd echo what Helen was saying there in terms of what's involved in running a play centre, but What's even more kind of confusing for us is that we also run a Tempton Bowling Centre as part of our offering.
Mm.
And before the lockdown, we were operating with every second lane to ensure social distancing and so on. Like, we see ourselves as being very similar to cinemas. And like, what we found now is that, like, you can bring a child for a pint, but you can't bring them to a play centre or take them for an hour's bowling. You know, like, we're highly confused by this.
And how difficult has this time been for you and your staff, Dennis?
Sure, look, I think fundamentally, Fiona, we all understand and we appreciate the seriousness of COVID. And, like, our big issue is that we're kind of the forgotten tribe in all of this. Like, we've had so many false dawns. We see the economy opening back up. We've played our part the same as everybody else has. But, like, can you tell me that 100 people at a wedding, and we're delighted that the numbers are increased for weddings, but 100 people at a wedding on a Saturday night, that we present a greater risk by having a few people into bowl, a family bowling on a Saturday afternoon. Like, there's no consistency in this, and this is our big issue.
I know a lot of people listening to the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM this morning might say, well, you know, kids can go outside and play, the weather has been lovely. But I mean, for some parents, it's a real relief to be able to go into a play centre for an hour or two. And, you know, especially if the weather is against us, which it often is in Ireland. And also, I know in Chucky's, they close the centre for a certain amount of time every week to allow kids with autism to come in and use the club. And Karen O'Mahony, you're the mother of one of the children who avails of that. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, Dennis.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah,
how are you?
We as a group have used Chucky's over the years, and Helen and her staff have always been really amazing for looking after the needs of so many of our families. And I suppose, like, it's really important here to acknowledge too that, you know, there's a lot of shift and changes that have been thrown at people, and we all understand this pandemic is something that nobody has known anything about, and everyone is trying to find their way. But for our children, routine and structure is really important. So for them, and the reliance on a place that they know, that's familiar to them, that they trust and that they can use, is really it's part of that family framework. Now we have our numbers have grown significantly in the time. A lot of our families that use Chucky's outside of that, during the week and at the weekends, depend on that time because it's part of the child's routine and that child is really needing it and they look forward to it, and it's somewhere that they relax and they can enjoy. And I suppose, you know, for us here at Rainbow Club, we support 518 children a week. And we've been open since last July, and we've been under really, really strict measures. It is achievable to run something when you're really staying on top of your fogging and your sanitising. And I suppose, like, the fogging system that Sanitise Ireland came into us with is really, really effective. And we haven't had anything in club. We've had no child sick. We've had no family member. We've had no staff out sick. So it's really effective. And if places like Chucky's and Planet are willing to do all of that work, they should be encouraged and supported to reopen under those measures once they are taking on the responsibility of making sure that their members and their visitors are safe. And I mean, both places are very, very big. They're wide open spaces. You'd often find, you know, that you have well-ventilated areas and things, but the fogging, the antimicrobial fogging, when you spray an area, that has a strength of 48 to 72 hours. So, you know, anything that touches that, it kills the bacteria. So places can reopen and use a lot of these systems to keep their members safe. But again, it's the consistency. And you look at last week in the really hot weather, a lot of our children struggled massively in that kind of weather. So on a really warm, hot day, you'd go to a play centre to give the child the activity because they can't manage outside in that kind of heat or that environment. You can't take them to the beach. And, you know, for us, I suppose, when my boys were younger, we would have had to go to somewhere like Chucky's to be able to give them some bit of a run around, because they didn't like the beach, you know. So I think if businesses are willing to do that, and they're willing, you know, their staff are on board and everybody wants to work together, then they should be allowed to reopen and make sure that they're keeping themselves and their staff safe at the same time. And it is very achievable, you know.
And Helen, Karen mentioned support for the soft play centres. Are you getting support from this, from the government?
Well, I suppose we're getting the same as everybody else. And I have to say, these supports are vital and we appreciate them. Any business that was there throughout the recession knew what it was like to actually operate without supports and try and keep afloat. So they are the difference between floating and going under, but they don't pay for everything. Mm. You know, the CRSS is based on 20% of your turnover. The insurance isn't 20% of what it was the previous year, or your building, your rent isn't 20% of what it was the previous year. So, you know, the same as Dennis, you know, of the last 17 months, we've only been open for two of those months. You rely on the busy months to pay for the quieter months. It's not a hard and fast rule. And I suppose we all put significant investment in to opening up last year, including buying fogging machines. And I'm glad, you know, that Karen mentioned them, because the level of effort that play centres went to make sure that they were exceptionally safe and exceptionally clean and, you know, going above and beyond with the sanitising, you know, and all that investment went to waste because we were closed 2 months later and have been closed for the last almost 10 months at this stage. So the sports, absolutely, you know, we welcome them and we appreciate them. But the hole is getting bigger each month in terms of, you know, the outgoings as opposed to what's coming in, you know.
So Dennis, I suppose now at this stage it's just a waiting game to find out when you're going to be able to reopen.
Yeah, that's where we are, Fiona, at this stage. I suppose we'd have to commend the hotels and the vintners for their lobbying efforts. And, but should it really be a case of who shouts the loudest? You know, surely these businesses should be judged on their merits. I mean, to just recap on what the ladies were saying, in terms of measures, like, we had fogging machines and hand sanitizers and contact tracing and temperature checks and so on. And, like, you know, we were proud of our staff and happy with our efforts, and, you know, and here we are now, we've dropped to the bottom of the list, and we think absolutely without foundation. There's no fairness or equity in this thing, unfortunately.
Thank you very much. That was Dennis Lynch from The Planet, Helen McCarthy from Chuckies, and Karen O'Mahony. Thanks, guys, for joining us on this issue. What do you think? Do you miss the soft play centres? Would you feel safe bringing your children there? Is it a case of, like as Dennis was saying there about the vintners, it's a case of he who shouts the loudest gets what he wants?
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.